Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning. I'm really excited to get to the phones immediately. But first, thank you for coming in, Destiny in Milwaukee.
You're so welcome.
Ah, it's good to have you in here.
Allie done turned the heater down, y'all. I got the AC on, like, I don't know. It's 59 up in here. No wonder why they got extra blankets and stuff.
I start drinking coffee and I get hot. And you know who knows about this? My true partner on the radio.
How dare you.
Hi, DZ.
Hey.
Wepa.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Did you hear? I have been practicing my Espanol for you, DZ.
Yeah, no, I was looking up flights, man, because you got to move quick to get you to learn faster.
Man, put us on that flight for me, please, bro.
We're going to Colombia.
I got the whole family. We got space for everybody. Which house y'all want to stay at?
DZ, I told you, if you want to go, he's talking about like a 2-week vacation, taking the family. I'm going. I'll bring the boys. I'll go with the family. We're in.
Can we all go? Can we go?
He said we can all go.
Because me and DZ, we share.
Well, I'm invited. I don't know if you're invited.
But our boys share the same birthday. So like we're connected just like you guys are.
Fair. Okay. See, well, DZ, I miss you. You've called in quite a few times this week. Well, not quite a few. And there's still people who have missed out on what's going on with you. So let's just start. How are you? Hi.
We're doing okay. Yeah. It's a daily process, man. I know not everybody is aware of exactly what's going on. Actually, very few people are aware of exactly what's going on. But we want to share. I mean, because I've been itching to be back, to be on air. I miss you guys as well, and we want to get back to some level of normalcy just because
the last few weeks have been
hectic. No, he said he missed me, and I agree. I want you gone quick. No, I'm just kidding, Destiny.
I feel for you sometimes.
I don't feel bad for either of y'all.
I feel for Lala, your wife, Destiny. But anyway, DZ, where were you? So, you've been through a lot. Go on.
We've been going through a lot, man. I know a lot of amazing people have been coming in to help fill in for me while I've been unfortunately away. It's not by choice. And I guess I'll just start from the top, man. My wife had to have an emergency surgery. She'd been going through some discomfort for a number of weeks, and we'd already gone to get checked out to see what it was, and doctors weren't really able to tell us. They gave us like 5 possible things, and it ended up being none of the 5, right?
So
my wife had to have an emergency surgery. There were some complications that made her have to stay in the ICU for a short stay. We were in the hospital for about a week's time, and I mean, guys, it's a long road to recovery. It was a major invasive surgery. We're blessed to be here. We're blessed to be alive. I don't know how to tell people that my wife almost bled out on the operating table without freaking out myself, but that's exactly what happened. And we are just very thankful to be on this end, and very happy that we're together, that we're a family, that everyone is okay, right? All things considered, and how things can go in the grand scheme of life sometimes. It's just, it's been a lot. Mm-hmm. So being home is very important right now. Being available to have the boys around me so they don't bother her because she's under some, you know, strict care as far as not being able to pick up the baby.
For sure.
Not being able to move too much. Not bed rest, but home ridden, if you will, just because she gets tired walking from the kitchen to the living room. And it ain't 15 steps, y'all.
I heard you yesterday and how you were saying, like, it just feels good to be home. Like, I know tonight you're going to step out, but it feels good to have, like, everybody at home. Your dog, the kids, your wife. And not that you don't want people's help, but it just feels, there's just a different feeling when it's just your family. Because now that's yours. Correct. You've made that. You know what I'm saying? Correct. So when you said that yesterday, I was like, oh, I can relate to him on so many levels right now.
And how scary to your wife to almost die.
Man,
that makes me, I can't even. Man. I get so upset thinking about that because DZ and Aaron are one of the best couples I know. They're super connected, you know. They support each other. They're super supportive. They have a great kind of love. It's the kind of love everybody should have, like you and Lala. And a lot of people don't have that,
right?
So, you know, I can only imagine how traumatic this whole thing was, and for Aaron too. But for you too, DZ, like I can't even imagine.
Don't know where your feelings are going. Are you going towards your wife? You're caring for the kids. You got
what do you do?
He's a split man right now.
You got to deal with the physical before you can even touch the emotional.
Man.
So it feels like you guys are 1,000%. Like there is not a single word that y'all just said that is a no for me, dog. Because everything, 100%. And you know, you find yourself not really sure, but then also just being happy and but it's such a weird flow, man. But it's just you guys understand
this. As long as you can swim, you good. You know what I'm saying?
When he's
trying. Hey,
treading water. Treading water, baby. We're in safety mode, but we're staying afloat,
man. God ain't going to throw nothing at you that he don't know you can't handle. So at least you know you're handling it, and you're handling it very, very well. So high five to you for that one.
Mm-hmm. And if he adds some more weight, it's because he knows I'm stronger. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
Whatever anybody believes in, I'm not looking to go religious on nobody, but higher powers, higher beings, God, Jehovah, whatever you believe it is, whatever you feel it is, whatever you need to tell yourself it is, hang on to that, because sometimes, we're not strong ourselves. We need to rely on either the support system we have, we created, or that we believe in. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel
absolutely.
It's something it's when you go in for a one-hour routine checkup, and it turns into a five-hour life-threatening surgery, man.
Yeah, Sammy and them are going to start speaking more Spanish than Allie really fast, because now you're home even more.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's why I got to...
You're going to get passed up.
I have to pick up the passed. Spanish. Why do you think I'm getting so hardcore about it?
I told you.
I have to learn it. If Sammy speaks it... Sammy already speaks Spanish better than me.
So does Rolando.
He already talks to me in Spanish, and I go, huh?
Y'all are cracking me up because y'all are so right. Can I just share some a funny dilemma, right? Like, the dream blade in the grass right now, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
With so many people in and out, helping mother-in-law, friends, family, you name it, people coming by. They've been seeing the boys. Mm-hmm. And they'll be like, hey, what can we do to help? And if for whatever reason, Sammy's in the vicinity, he's a talker. I wonder why. Shocker, right? Who's his dad? And every single time, somebody ends up going, I have no clue what he's saying. He's speaking too much Spanish for me.
He speaks in Spanish. Yeah. I've been around him. Sammy speaks in Spanish more than English. I love it.
My mom would say that. Can you tell him to speak in English? I'm like, Mom, he's speaking English. She's like, no, it doesn't sound like it. I'm be like, what's the problem?
Well, sometimes I look at DZ because, you know, he's three, and I go, was that English or Spanish? First, tell me which language it was, and then let me try to figure out if
she
I can.
She said, wait, let me put my Google thing on real fast so he can listen to him.
No.
Yeah.
Well, DZ. Thanks for sharing that fun story at the end. Am I going to see you tonight at the Milwaukee Mile?
You know what? It's looking good so far.
Okay.
Let me confirm in about an hour or so.
Sure.
But right now it's looking like we're going to have somebody here, and I'm going to be able to step out and come hang out at the Milwaukee Mile tonight. I'm feeling good.
They're having races this weekend.
Do you need a shave though?
What?
Does he have
my legs or his beard?
No, his beard.
There are going to be race car drivers there. Hold on.
Oh, there we go. There goes off track again.
There we go. 4 to 6 tonight at the Milwaukee Mile. They have like a family free fun zone. So if DZ wants
to. You said family?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. Sammy, you want to go see a race car?
Come see T. Alley. Come see
you me. You want to see a race car with T. Alley?
Yeah.
Sammy misses me. I knew it.
Oh,
Sammy, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Adios.
Adios.
Buenos días, Sammy.
That kid is so cute.
Oh,
well, you let us know.
Ellie Destiny.
Hi,
Destiny está trabajando por papá hoy.
papá hoy.
Yeah. Y vamos a ver a tía Eli más tarde, ¿ok?
¿Dale?
Sí.
Ay, bueno.
Okay, vamos a despedirnos.
Love you, Sammy. I can hear him in the background still going, all right, DZ, maybe I'll see you tonight. Thanks for calling in. We're going to get into Am I the Jerk in a second. So,
oh, my goodness. Yeah, but, all right, good luck.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.